Finesse. Finesse, my boy. Finesse. What?
This is amazing. This is crazy. This is beautiful. Oh.
Yo, I know, but this is dope. Can I post this on my status?
Let me know once you get off the ground. See what I can do.
Oh, wait, bro. Wow, like, how did you do that?
That is so dope, dog.
Oh, this is really cool, dude. This is really cool, dude. This is dope right there.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Yeah, but it's really good. Really good. It's really good.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Akile here. Decided to feature on the podcast, you know, say my 20 cents. See how far this can take us, you know. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, bro.
You know.
Hey, guys, it's your boy Peter. Represent. Just here also to give my 20 cents on whatever we're talking about.
All right. So today, I don't know, I think. Okay, I'm feeling kind of hungry, so yeah, while you get settled, I think I'm going to order a pizza or something. And yeah, I think we can discuss like ordering food and all that. Why has it become so easy? Like, what are your views on Uber Eats?
Yeah, those things.
Actually, those apps have actually helped us so much. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Students are lazy. Everybody is lazy. Like, you wouldn't want to get up and like, start to cook. So these things have made it like so much easier. Like looking back, we literally just ordered food like what, 20, 30 minutes ago?
Because I was lazy to make.
Yeah,
because you were lazy to make food.
Right, yeah. So, you know, like, it's just made everything so easy for us. And cuts down that middle, that labor to us.
Yeah, but in the end, it's also quite expensive. That's the thing.
Facts.
But it's like you're trading in your money for time. Okay, yeah, time. If you're doing something productive and while waiting for the food, it's actually
your time and labor. It's walking, minimizing.
Yeah, it minimizes all of those things. Like, you know, they have to wait for the food, collect it, bring it to you. Meanwhile, you know, you're cutting that time. But sometimes, you know, these type of things will help.
And also more convenient of the payment. You don't have to go through all the swiping, the cash.
Yeah.
And most importantly, you don't have to speak English to the cashiers.
That's one.
Yeah, you just avoid human interaction. 48, the times we're in right now, COVID. It did actually. You just minus that product.
But I think a downfall or. Disadvantage is the food on the.
It looks nicer.
It looks nicer. It looks nicer. You don't display. But they actually do want, like, not display.
Yeah, but. Yeah, images.
But that's in the fine print. No one reads the fine print.
That's how we find ourselves.
You see that bag? You know,
it's gonna be this thing, but when it arrives, this young one.
It looks stale, it looks dry. Yeah. Like, wait, what? This is not what they advertised. False advertising companies cut down on that false advertising.
It sells. So okay, yeah, gents, I got a special Father's Day special. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. To all the listeners who are fathers, Happy Father's Day.
All the ones who ran away, Happy Father's Day.
Straight.
Keep running. Yeah. Hope you come back with the milk.
The cornflakes are getting stale here. So yeah, which flavors do you want? I think we should keep it classic pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean whatever.
I mean,
down.
Let's bid 5 rand. What's the time set? They never like on time.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm ordering from Roman's Pizza, so not exactly.
Do you say they're going to be on time or late?
Late. I'm putting 5 rand.
And then earlier, I'll say they'll be earlier.
Actually, no. Yeah.
Because sometimes they never on time.
Yeah, they're on time. Also think they'll be in.
Okay, now. I'm rather keep my money, you know, keep my money, and yeah. So we're gonna dive into pizza, have more engaging conversations. My boy, you recently just lost a lot of money, hey?
Guys. Betting, don't do that shit, guys. Like, I don't advise it.
But
you're not a patient.
I wouldn't say don't do it though, because it's a good way of making money.
It is, but you know the downfalls of it though.
You have to have a lucky.
Yeah, you have to have a lucky. You have to have, you know, you gotta be lucky.
Dirty run deliver. Back to Mr. D.
And you know, thingy, it tricks by saying 3 rand
and
fee. Yeah. Then you think, oh, 3 rand on top of my meal.
Candy.
And then when you actually check, like, the checkout, everything, yeah. It's like service fee, walking fee, petrol fee, petrol fee. Wait,
smiling fee.
On the bike, the wind that goes through that,
yeah,
bike
the bike. Yeah.
You have to pay. Yeah. If it's raining, oh, guess what? You pay extra. Sometimes
you know they add those little, which throw you off. But
yeah. But the thing is, once you're there by the checkout, you're like, ish. Hi guys, I'm already here.
Yeah. You don't want to go back once you
like. And it's sometimes the process doing your card. Now you're gonna undo it because of 7 rand.
Exactly. Like, so these type of apps have helped us, you know, like your card, like you, like we were saying in the betting instance, you use Betway.
Yeah,
you use Betway. It's tricky, guys, but if you feel like you're ever stuck, we're not advising gambling. But
if you gotta make a few extra dollars.
Yeah, if you're trying to get those extra bucks, you know.
But my advice is don't be too hostile. Your time. I was hostile.
Yeah, he was. You know when someone is in like a hot street, they think they're the shit.
Exactly. I already seeing a new pair of shoes.
Already planning.
Yeah, he was already planning, bro. You know, he counted his chickens before, you know.
Yeah.
So, dog, next time, you know, just be more strategic about it. Be, you know, vigilant.
I got the rob formation.
Yeah. But you clearly on the try different tactics.
That's the thing. Right now, I want to try a new one, but I'm gonna keep to the one that won me the 1,000 and see if it can. But if not, try something new.
Change is good, isn't it?
I mean, it is. Like that saying, if it ain't broke, why change it?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, it is broke. Lost money, so.
And you're
and I'm broke.
That's why you're here in the first place. Like,
so yeah, I think I gotta change it up.
Yeah, you know, you gotta. We have to try to get that bread, you know. Okay, but yeah, as we were saying on your
gambling addiction,
it's not an addiction.
Okay, yeah, no,
don't. Yeah, and let's actually talk about it. What are ways to make money as like a student?
Ways to make money.
Okay, you know social media will tell you forex.
Forex, yeah.
It's viable, but forex, you know what I realized. That thing, it's like a job. You have to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to check your
your time and
it's time consuming. And as students, I don't think we have that much time to focus on two things at once. I mean, we have a course that's chowing, and then now we have to divert our time onto
money that might be
might not be there. It's time consuming.
And you also need discipline. Because you might be cocky and
And it needs money you don't have, sadly. Like to start off, we're students. We live hand to mouth.
Yeah, because let's be honest, this starting with 100 rand to a millionaire thing. If it works, your grandmother's doing something behind the scenes.
Yeah. She won't tell us. It's not about business.
Yeah.
So like that method is some it works for some, doesn't work for others.
If you have time, I think
you're dedicated and you want to do it, then you can. But some people can do both at the same time. So if you're one of those people, you can. But not everybody's like that.
Yeah, some of us don't have that multitasking skill, you know. I mean, we, 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 procrastinate as is. Imagine having to deal with two things at the same time, dog.
Yeah.
Like it's just hectic.
But the one thing I think that bothers me about Forex and all that is the why does every wine want to become a mentor, wants to sell,
exactly.
wants to sell signals and
exactly.
what's happening?
I feel like, I feel like Forex, it has money, but after some time, they start losing or not making as much as when they had it by, you know, when you start something, beginner's luck, had beginner's luck, then when they start losing, they're like, ah, let me teach people now.
Yeah, yeah,
then they get money from teaching people, not actually
not from
the
actually,
Forex.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's
because the screenshots everything.
I can see green. I'm like,
seeing green.
I'm thinking it's money.
I mean, you know those lines going up and down, going down. People are like putting dollar signs, like, yeah, we're making money. I'm like, what? I'm just seeing lines.
we're not dashing.
If you want to go bro.
Go for it.
But there are other means also, like
on that tip, like
why? Because for it, if you have money to
gamble. It's sort of gambling. I mean, it's
actually it is
gambling.
Same rules apply.
Same
risk involved.
Exactly.
The house always wins.
It's sort of like bed where you put money hoping that it's gonna
pull through.
Yeah. If it doesn't, you're in the ditch. And then if it does, then you have
it's big brain gambling.
Yeah, actually. So you know it's gambling. Let's put it under the term
gambling.
What else?
What else?
Getting a job.
Hey, you don't just.
Yeah. Even a part-time job, I feel like even if they say come work on weekend, some people can manage it. I feel like sometimes course will also be too much.
Yeah.
The weekend you'll be like, okay, let me just catch up. Because sometimes in the week you're doing the work just so you can submit.
Yeah. You're not like taking in the information. You're like, okay. You know, CPF method, like back in high school.
Straight.
Forget, hand it in. Go to work, you know, same
but
thing.
But if I had to be honest, if I had a part-time job or a job, I'd prioritize that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you see, that's the problem now. That's the
because
problem.
You see the incentive, whereas
uni,
exactly. Yeah.
I
get you.
Uni, it's like, it's the long run.
Yeah.
The job I have right now, it's like, okay, I can see the benefits.
But that's also, I feel like, that's the problem. Remember that thing where it's like, would you rather get $1 million?
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah. Would you rather get $1 million right now, or would you get like a dollar and it doubles
every day
for a month?
Okay, obviously the second option, but that's because I know
exactly.
I know there are results.
Whereas
with you
see some degree
graduates.
You're gonna get the job or not that you want.
We see some graduates feeling.
Okay, but yeah, I get you.
It's not certain, but yeah, it's good security to have, but it's not certain.
That you are going to get the job. So, but it's also a gamble prioritizing your job, don't you think? It's not a bad idea prioritizing it, because, I mean, we live in South Africa, you saw the stats. Like, I think we're 30-something unemployment rate. It's getting really high, and it's the youth. I mean, so many.
Wait, are we included?
In the unemployment, I don't think so.
No, are you two included?
I'm employed. But you didn't know.
So, yeah, I'm a tutor, and yeah.
They
took our credentials.
Okay.
I pay UIF, so I consider myself an employed man.
Okay, we were silent there. I was like, wait, what? Okay.
Yeah, so are you included in that 51%?
I don't think so. Because I mean, I'm a student, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I was included for a point, you know, that gap between matric and.
Oh, so that's when you're considered an employee.
I feel like it because I'm normally in high school. And I'm not in uni. I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
Yeah.
So in that gap, I was unemployed.
Oh, okay, so since we can't relate to you know, a working class man.
You know.
Okay. Big ups.
Get in the bag.
Yeah, get in the bag. Tina, as that 32%, okay, we may or may not include ourselves, but yeah, it's tricky not to prioritize your job, because even after you get that degree, you may chill for a very, very, very long time. How many people do you know that are just chilling with their degrees?
Okay. A lot. You see people, bro, like that. Scary. It's scary.
But I also think it depends on what degree it is.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people, because I feel like, take the same degree. Like, there's not an undying need in the country for lawyers. But you keep on taking LLB.
Yeah.
You don't need that much lawyers.
There'll be a certain percentage of
exactly. We don't need that much. But people, I feel like people are taking stuff that already have a lot of people. But if you are going to be a lawyer, I feel if you are going to take it, then you have to be the best at what
you do. Exactly. Passion. It has to stem from passion. Like, you have to go in knowing that, okay, I am going to grind each and every day. Not just do it because now I want to please daddy, mommy, I want to have just a degree, I want to like, strive to be the best.
Like, you don't have to take that thing, the route that a lot of people are not taking. You can walk that route that everybody takes, just be the best in that particular.
Yeah, no. But there's something like marketing and I don't know. Don't quote me on that. Don't take me wrong. But I feel like if you're really serious about marketing, you can just do that on YouTube.
You think so?
I think so. Same thing with coding. If you're serious about coding, learning that, you can do that on YouTube.
We're trying to get computer science degrees, but I see people that didn't.
Self-taught,
and
all that.
And they have jobs at like fucking
Google.
Like, what?
It's all about determination.
It's all about determination.
How much you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, I can drop out. I'm not gonna do that. No, I can put the grind, go to UG every day. You know, learn from people. 2-3 years, I can actually find myself a decent job. It won't get me to where I would like, you know, like a higher position, because that degree, that's when that degree comes in clutch. Exactly. They might say, oh yeah, we want a bachelor's, but the type of thing that we're doing requires skills.
But I think it also depends on the person, because personally, I don't take things too serious. So I don't think if I had to study coding on my own, I'd be all over the place. Now I'm there.
Yeah.
So uni for a structure.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
it's kind of structured.
Give you a routine.
Yes,
yeah. In a way.
It forces you to focus on this thing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, if you were doing it on your own, who would push you? Like, there's no submission aid. There's no, you know, anything you have to hand in. Do things on your own time.
Code, learn ethics.
Exactly.
Who has time for ethics?
Actually. So it's that type of thing. It just stems from you having a passion for it. But like, I feel like people just need to do more research before they, you know, the market, like they check, okay, what is in need right now?
Exactly.
Like the jobs.
Exactly. What is it?
I was reading up the other day. I mean, I checked. Like, actually, I mean, we're going into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
IA,
a lot of technology-based jobs
Are
growing.
Exactly, like there's a gap for technology-based jobs, bro. Like, I just believe if people started focusing on that, I mean, everything is bound to be automated. Within the next 50, 100 years, things are bound to be
We move, bro. 100.
It's a long time.
Even here, we're still a bit behind. The rest of the world.
Exactly. Look at the USA. They have, you know, these robots that deliver you packages now.
Yeah.
Amazon and your Teslas and your you know, UPSs are doing big in the delivery scene.
So it's moving. So back to South Africa. If you had to own a company, one company for a week, and whatever money it makes that week is yours, which company would it be? South Africa.
Discovery
in the bank.
Yeah, Discovery, like Discovery in essence.
Oh,
Discovery is I feel like it's one of the biggest, because I mean it deals with
banking,
insurance. property, if I'm not mistaken. It just deals with so many things.
But like a week, do you think they make sales in those in a week that quickly, or it only comes after a long time, abundantly as bulk? Or is it like rapid, like cupcakes?
I wouldn't know, actually.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is, actually.
Because insurance are paid out in premiums.
In premium
per month, banking also charges per month.
So what would you cut?
It has to be some kind of retail shop.
I would go personally take a lot.
Take a lot.
Yes.
Transform in that week. I would transform. Take a lot. Like a lot of people already order online things.
Exactly.
I would make rapid service delivery. I would even just start like a shop, even a supermarket. Take a lot. Just make it better than Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just transform it. That's what I would.
Because now it currently seems like some kind of clone or...
Yeah,
hey, actually, we aren't complaining.
Yeah, we aren't complaining. But actually, I do get what you mean by taking off. They are booming right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what you said about rapid service delivery, I'm sure Take A Lot owns Mr. D, Take A Lot, and also Superbalist.
Yes,
yeah, also Superbalist. So why can't the Mr. D drivers also deliver the packages as fast as the food?
You know where the problem comes in. The foods, the restaurants are everywhere.
Yeah.
Where you have to get the clothes.
Yeah, but the warehouse is also here in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah.
So if the product is in stock, why can't they why do I have to wait 2 days for headphones? And then they bring it in with a big box.
When they can just put it in the backpack, the guy just delivers it.
Yeah, but just make it, maybe it's the
processing.
The processing is out.
It's much more advanced than
I
think it is.
Even if, can't they just write it down and then they will still process it even though it's already out, it's already written off.
But let's look at it this way. Let's say a place deep in the Northern Cape where it is essentially close to nothing.
Yeah.
How do you go about that? They can't, it's understandable, we're closer to within the city, in Cape Town.
Yeah, but they have to understand, the same way Mr. D driver won't just
go there, they're
out of range. So there has to be some kind of range.
That's one thing I would change.
Yeah.
I would make no range. I would want to go, let's say, to the Northern Cape. Get somebody who knows the streets. Like, in the Northern Cape, open a little take-a-lot, small house now. And then get somebody who knows the corners, who knows everything. So if you say you live here, it's I know that place. Okay.
But it also depends on the place and the people where it by. Exactly. Like where we come from, Masharo.
Yeah.
I think 2 people order per week.
For week, right?
So the type of place you're in.
Choose a demand.
You can't just build. You can't just uproot. Oh yes, I'm gonna build a company here. Yeah. I mean, who's gonna support you first?
Exactly. Yeah. You need the demand.
But doesn't Take A Lot have this feature where if you order before 10 a.m. if I'm not mistaken, you can get it same day delivery. I've actually seen but you do pay extra though. But if you order before a certain time, 11 a.m. they can get it to you the same day. It is convenient.
In terms of delivery, Take A Lot has never disappointed. Deliver on time or they're daily.
Even earlier than anticipated, which is actually a good thing. Shout out to them. And some delivery stores need to learn from them. Because sometimes you can wait a week.
Even forget about it.
When they call you,
that's why my bank account is at end.
Wait, where did this money go? I ordered this. Yeah, so that's how.
You know this transaction's name, sometimes they don't make sense.
BW33. Exactly.
It's a core.
What's this? I can't remember.
What?
Yeah. You're going to think you're scammed. Cancel your card. And go through the entire process of getting a new card.
When I ordered the Arduino set from China. I almost forgot about it. It's like month. But they tell you it's going to take. You're fine, all that, but came from China to South Africa. But I think the problem is here. From China to South Africa, it was a week, 2 weeks. And then it chilled at customs for a while. Yeah, it was at Johannesburg, and then yeah, I don't know whether they were driving it or something. Took its sweet time.
Yeah, I think that's what we have a problem with here in South Africa. It's like ordering from abroad, you will wait for your package. You will wait. I just wish there was a more convenient way to get our stuff from there to here quicker and at a much more affordable price. It is quite pricey.
Yeah.
You have to pay for shipping, and then when it gets here, you still have to pay for taxes.
But that's a gap. We could make money from that. But how?
How?
I feel like it's just going to be more expensive.
For
the customer, because now you have a company in place, obviously you're going to have to make profit. But if they can make it quicker, I feel like you wouldn't mind spending it.
Exactly. Okay, so you're trying to say like a company that minuses the middle part, like you having to avoid, you don't have to pay extra for like taxes and customs. It just goes from point A to point B, which is you.
Exactly. Within a very good time. Or even if it is at customs, it doesn't last so long at customs.
Okay.
It doesn't stay there that long. The company just like, bro, we're taking this, we'll see you guys, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So how often do you think international flights are from South Africa to places?
No. There's a lot, guys. There's a lot of travel.
So
now,
if they could organize with the airports near and that,
exactly,
and the cargo space, like
a
certain
like
company,
a certain
yeah,
amount of stuff,
then
like
it comes with the people.
Exactly,
and then,
that
yeah,
would be smart.
Actually, that might work. How have you ordered anything off of Amazon?
Amazon.
I wanted to check, like, you know, compare how it is, how long it takes, like the prices, you know, that type of thing. Because I have ordered some things internationally, and it took its sweet ass time.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy something and then you forget about it, completely forget.
I've never ordered anything.
Yeah, so I think like that would help a bit, actually, you know, just minusing that. Time constraints and everything.
Yeah.
But hey man, we live in a country where we don't have access to all these great things. Everything is what's this word? It's just higher. It's inflated.
It's
inflated.
And yeah, the thing is, you buy a product and then shipping is twice the product amount.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense
for us. So I think
you're basically buying it twice.
Exactly. So you have to pay the inflated South African price. Which is quite sad, but I've been reading there are sites now and don't that actually, you know, say I want to buy a new pair of headphones, Bose headphones. Yeah, it might cost me 5,000, just for example. And then in the US, it might cost me 2,000 rand.
Yeah.
Rand. You pay them for them to get it to them. You use them as a shipping address. Because you can't buy things, let's say I bought that Bose, but it doesn't ship to another country, it only ships in the US. So you buy from the store itself, ships it to that place, and then they bring it over to SA. You pay like a monthly subscription. I find it really,
it would be cool.
Yeah,
it would be cool, but you need somebody who orders monthly. I mean, if you order
once,
then paying
a subscription.
Paying subscription for some you don't buy overseas.
And there's obviously some clothes like you would need to have paid at least three times.
There's, you know, finer details. You're trying to cancel, but they'll still
get
their money because you didn't write the fine print.
The fine print. T's
and
C's.
Yeah, T's and C's.
And we just click OK. We never read the T's and C's.
We click OK. We accept all the cookies, you know.
One cookie. I love science.
So you just accept it and you just go about.
I'm scared of the cookies. I try my utmost.
You don't even know what they are. That's
I know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
You want to know, but learn more for who?
Whenever I go on a website and it's like, accept cookies, what don't, I'm like, I'd rather not read the article.
But some of them, it's like a nice little pop-up, so it doesn't obstruct that much.
It doesn't obstruct you like, okay.
No. Just say it's so it improves user performance. And okay, I'm a user.
Yeah.
I need performance.
Okay, and then things are just the way they are.
Yo, but ad blockers have become advanced. So yeah, get an ad blocker.
Actually, someone has recommended that for me, an ad blocker. I did not know what the hell that was.
I just learned about it now. Yeah, what's that?
it blocks ads.
Yeah, like yeah, on YouTube, I have an ad blocker. Yeah, yeah. It seems like I have a premium account.
Yeah, you know YouTube with its double unskippable ads.
Yeah.
I hate that. YouTube, bro, like stop. I'm not trying to get premium, dog.
Yeah, they want you to get the
premium. But every app now has a premium thing. Like, bro, I'm fine back in the day, dog. I don't want to be, I'm okay. Trust me, I don't need premium. I'll stick to what I have right now. I am good. Thank you very much. Because they force it down your throat every time you go into the app. Hey, you want premium?
They have to make
give it a trial.
And but do these entry like little gigs? Like stolen like ad blocks, that's how they make the revenue.
I just want to watch my video.
Shouldn't it be illegal?
Maybe not.